What does it take to cut it as the head of operations and sales at one of the UK's most exciting independent breweries? Well, we asked Kat Turkova to find out. Kat grew up in the Czech Republic and came to the UK in 2015 to study a BA in comparative literature at King's College London. After graduating university and following a few jobs in the hospitality sector, she met Daniel Tapper and became part of the team at Beak Brewery in the early days in 2019. At Beak, Kat has utilised her skills and she's gone from being a taproom manager to becoming the head of operations and sales, driving the brewery's sales strategies not only in the UK but also abroad, as well as ensuring the smooth day-to-day operations of the business. In this episode, recorded at our Brewers Lectures in Portsmouth, Kat talks us through her journey in beer, her role at Beak, the challenges that presents, and also the advice that she would have given herself before embarking in a career in beer.
Oh, this is a bit nerve-wracking, isn't it? Hello, everyone. My name is Kat. Let's move that. There we go. So just a bit of a background. You know, when Tim asked me to talk about myself, I really hate talking about myself, so this is going to be really interesting. So I started at Beak in 2019. Prior to that, I actually grew up in the Czech Republic. I grew up in a small town, Česká Budějovice. You might know it. That's where Budvar is brewed. Grew up like 5 minutes from the brewery, so I was probably born to work in beer, but didn't realize that until later. I went to the UK to study at university, studied literature. Clearly didn't have a job after I graduated, so didn't know what to do. Started working at pubs. I had some friends down south in Lewis. Came down, started working at pubs, and luckily, during the first lockdown, I got furloughed, and I met Danny, who's the founder and owner of Beak. And he offered me a job as a taproom manager, which I was really excited about, you know, working at pubs, learning more about craft beer. Prior to that, I was just drinking Pilsner all the time, didn't know what craft beer was. And yes, I started working at Beak, and that was after the first lockdown. We opened the tap room. It was really popular, really busy. We were really lucky and had a lot of local following. But then second lockdown happened, and we were a bit like, okay, we just started a brewery. Well, what are we going to do? And we literally just did like rep shop sales, like I think any other brewery who was trying to operate during lockdown. And slowly, I started getting into, you know, different aspects of the brewery. I wanted to get involved wherever I could. So I did, as you can see, it was my first time and the last time brewing. But I managed to flood the entire brewery when they asked me to empty a tank. And I opened the valve all the way, didn't realize it was a pressurized tank. I just got covered in hops. Completely brewery all covered today. We still now find little bits of like those hops behind tanks. So it's just like an ongoing joke. I'm never going to touch a valve ever again. So from there, I was just like, I can do anything else apart from production, please. So I got into different things. You know, I was overseeing the rep shop sales, got into a bit of trade sales as well. And then I was really lucky because the people I worked with, like Danny and Robin, just gave me a lot of independence and a lot of trust. So I could kind of form my role into what I wanted it to be. And luckily, that just grew as the business grew, you know, end of the second lockdown. Pubs reopened, and it was a really exciting time for me to sort of take on whatever I could and keep growing the trade sales, wholesale, export, which I really enjoy. So you could say you can split my role into three different parts. You've got the operation side, which is making sure the brewery runs smoothly. We're quite lucky because we've got like Robin and Danny who all like kind of contribute as well. But sort of I do all the accounting, like bookkeeping, paying invoices, chasing invoices. We're doing the beer scheduling, costings, all of that side. then the other side could also be the sales. So I do all of our sales myself, hopefully not for long. distro, direct trade, web shop, export, which I find the most exciting because you get to go abroad and meet, you know, really exciting people. And then there's our festival, These Hills, which I'm taking the lead role in, and I have since the beginning. And that should really be a job in itself, I'm not going to lie. But it's been a really exciting learning curve for me, and I think being given the independence and just the freedom to kind of do whatever I feel like is necessary and have the trust in me to just grow my role and do what I believe is the best for the brewery has been really encouraging for me, because I wasn't really confident when I started, and I really grew as a person and professionally within Beak, and I'm, you know, really grateful for them for that. Challenges. It's, I always find it's a bit of a balance. You know, there's really good stuff about craft beer world, but there are also some challenges that we, especially as women, experience in the craft beer. So obviously the first one, being a female in a very, you know, male-dominated industry, is very challenging for me, and it was from the beginning. And I think now I'm kind of getting in, you know, in terms with it and grew some a bit of a resilience. But I remember times where I was at a beer festival and I was with one of our brewers, and all the questions from the people were directly at him. And I was just like, hello, I'm here too. You know, I'm not just pouring the beer, I'm not just working at the tap room, I actually have got an important role. And it just wasn't registered at all. So that is something that took me a long time to sort of, yeah, grow a thick skin maybe and be able to fight that back a little bit, have the strength to just have a response to that at all, rather than just be really silent and not say anything, you know. So that's been a learning curve. Then the industry itself is quite fast changing, it's constantly changing, you have to be on your toes all the time, and that can be a bit tiring at points. You know, you always have to think about the next steps, like what else can you do, what can you do differently, what like we do like national beer launches, and that is something you just have to think about constantly, and it can kind of take over your personal life a little bit. Same as the really busy schedule over summer in during the festival season, where you're constantly out there somewhere, especially being in sales. You just have to go out everywhere, and all your weekends are basically taken up. So just finding that balance, and not to take your work home with you, and just have a bit of a downtime, has been quite challenging for me. Like, this is all my personal experience, I'm sure, you know. Maybe some other people find it differently, but that is what I struggled with. As I said, demanding industry, fast changing. Like, the demand for the beer is changing constantly as well. You know, 1 month it can be really core beer led, especially seasonally, like in summer. Then winter time, very specials led. So it just always, like every month, just trying to figure out what the beer we are going to be, what we're going to brew, has been a bit like overwhelming. Because if you schedule it in the wrong way, then you've got beer sitting in the warehouse for a long time, and that's down to you. And being a small team, I think every single individual at the brewery feels the pressure on them. There's a lot of pressure on me, selling all the beer, making sure we brew the beer that's in demand. And I can't wait for a sales team, in all honesty. And one challenge that I found quite recently is managing people. I manage people in across very different departments, like warehouse, marketing, social media, Dre, a bit of production as well, and finding the balance of being like just telling them what to do, but not sound too bossy. And I think that could stem from being a female as well. Like, you don't want to come across, I had one experience where I was talked down at and spoken down to from someone below me, and I wasn't sure if it was my fault, not knowing if I was being too bossy, too demanding, or whatever that was. And since then, I've really struggled with that, trying to manage different people. And it is a male-dominated industry, so most of our people I work with are male. So finding that balance, and I'm still struggling with that a little bit. And I'm still learning, and it's a learning curve for me. So hopefully one day I'll figure it out, and I won't be too scared to tell someone to do something. But from all of those challenges come the positives as well. Like I mentioned, festival season, I've been really lucky to meet some incredible people across, you know, the world. And there are people that taught me a lot, that expanded my horizons, and I'm going to be friends with for a long, long time, which people I wouldn't have met otherwise. So really lucky in that aspect. I grew within myself as a person. You know, my confidence grew, even though not today. Over the course of the last 3 years, I've become who I really thought I could become, and that's all thanks to Craft Beer, and it's all thanks to Beak, and I'm incredibly grateful for that. It is a really close-knit community of people, and I think all of us in Craft Beer are extremely lucky to be in this industry, and we all help each other. You know, it's not like we gate safeguard like secrets about brewing. We all share everything that we know just to help each other grow, and I find that very, very exciting, and maybe not something that you would find in other industries as well. It just keeps you on your toes constantly, so you're never bored. Even though you're massively tired, you're just always doing something. You're always out there thinking about new ideas, what new beers, what novelty you can bring to the craft beer, and that's very exciting. When Tim asked me to come and speak here, he said, maybe think about the mistakes you've made and what would you do differently? And I really had to think really hard about that, because as cliche as this sounds, like, I think every mistake I've made helped me grow professionally, and I've learned from it a lot. So I don't think I would change anything necessarily, but there are a few things that I would maybe, you know, tell myself before going into craft beer, and one of them is just, we call it the nectar zone at Beak, which is just get stuck in, get into the nectar of things wherever you can. It doesn't matter, like, what it is. It can be from cleaning the bin area to scrubbing the taproom floor. Just whatever you can do, just get stuck in, and it will only make you like a well-rounded professional at the end of it. That's one thing. Second thing would be just be resilient. Just if you feel like you don't belong there, just pretend you do, and over time you'll become confident, and you'll feel that. You know, now I go to festivals, I don't care if there's a man speaking down at me. I'm just like, I belong here. I've worked really hard, and yeah, deal with it. Like, I don't care. That's another thing I'd say. And one thing maybe I would change if I had to go back, it would be don't be scared to ask for help. I think maybe as females, I would take on a lot on myself just to prove that I can do it. And I wouldn't ask for help at all, because I would see it as maybe a sign of weakness. It's just, you know, a failure. And I think after the first year of the festival we organized, I had a bit of a burnout. I was just like, I don't feel motivated at all. I just want to sleep and lie in bed all day. But I wish I asked for help then. Don't feel ashamed of it at all. So that's maybe one thing I would, if I could go back, save me a lot of stress and heartache. But yeah, I think that's the advice I would give myself. And I just want to say, you know, we as a Beak have a motto, which is life-affirming ales. And it couldn't be more true to me in my experience at Beak, because they became my family and I grew so much. So I'm really grateful to them for that. I think that's it. Thank you so much.
The Brewers Journal podcast is a production of Rebe Media, produced and hosted by Tim Sheehan. Sound engineering by Ross McPherson. Series supervision by John Young. The executive producer is Rory Harris. And special thanks to Kat Tarkova of Beak Brewery.